It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. Let's spill this. All right, so Frozen 2, close to us. November 21st, we're almost there until the big premiere. Kristen Bell just sat down with Jimmy Fallon, and she talked about how Frozen 2 really deals with new feelings and emotions.
In this movie, we delve a little bit into romantic love, and the thing I think I'm proudest of is the way that they represented Kristoff. Kristoff has a song that is going to blow your mind, sung by Jonathan Groff. It's called Lost in the Woods, and it's about his big feelings for Anna. And little boys don't often see representation of other boys having really big, loving feelings. And he also has two lines that I love, where he rescues Anna at one point, and it's in the midst of battle, and he looks at her, and the first thing he says is, "I'm here, what do you need?"
Wow.
Aww, I'm so excited. I think I'm more excited than my 9-year-old for this movie.
It's going to be a great movie. And there's special appearances too, like Cardi B's in it.
It's cold outside, but I'm still looking like a daddy because a home never gets cold.
I mean, I'm looking forward to this.
She would fit in perfectly, right? She really would. So get excited again. November 21st. The countdown is on. Well, Dolly Parton, I love her so much. Of course, she's Miley Cyrus's godmama. And she is saying she loves giving advice to young artists.
I love that girl. Power. I'm always touched when all these young, new artists say that they've drawn some inspiration from me. So I wanted to be there to support them as women in the business. I wanted to be there as their Aunt Dolly, the older, you know, one to say, yes, we can do it. And yes, you can do it. And I'm proud of you.
And I'm proud of you. So Dolly's sitting down. That's so cool. This is so exciting. The CMA Awards are going down tonight at 7 p.m. on ABC. So Woo! Check your local listings. I can't wait for that. Sarah Palin, get this. She found out Todd, her husband, was divorcing her by email.
I found out from an email from an attorney saying that she was hired. And that was on June 19th. I'll never forget it. And then on Todd's birthday, a week after our 31st anniversary, is when he filed. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. It's not easy to talk about.
It's really interesting because when you do have someone serve with papers, you can go a few routes. You can physically deliver them. Mm-hmm. You can have them sent via mail, or you can be real over the top dramatic and have like an officer come to their work or their home, Ooh. Knock on the door and like serve.
If/when my wife Lindsay does divorce me, I want the officer to come in studio on a mic like, "Oh, what is this?" And he's like, "You've been served." And that would be
like,
so good for ratings.
Mounted on a horse and gallop up to you with papers. Super dramatic.
Okay. You've been served,
so
trick.
Extra. Well, the sexiest man alive has been revealed. It is John Legend. How does he feel about it?
I'm the sexiest man alive.
Oh, yes. He actually had a necklace on that said EGOTSMA, stood for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, and Sexiest Man Alive. So congrats to John Legend. He is so smooth, so cool. But how did his kiddos feel about him being named this? Chrissy Teigen posted on her social media.
Miles, are you so happy Daddy is the sexiest man alive? Luna, are you so happy Daddy's the sexiest man alive?
I watched the movie, Mom.
I watched the movie, I don't care.
Whatever.
Hey, congrats to John Legend, though. Great choice.
McKenzie with the T here on Joe and McKenzie. All right, I hate to do this, but everyone on the show needs to pick a side. Are you Team Joe or are you Team Lindsay? Yeah, me and my wife, we had a disagreement last night. We're going to call this one the dishwasher debate.
Ooh.
All right, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.